All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 29th day of May, 2018. And I do want to remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And you can subscribe to that newsletter by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office during normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also, like to suggest you consider subscribing to Chen Lin's What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? That's a market letter. It's an email that goes out whenever Chen finds something that's noteworthy and buy or a sell recommendation he makes to his paid subscribers any time of the day during the market hours. It's chenpicks.com for more on Chen Lin's newsletter. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel, and I do want to invite you to keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises. I don't mind those either. Keep them coming to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number for Taylor, @gmail.com. I want to thank you. I want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. And our sponsors for today's show are RN Resources, Balmoral Resources, Bontero Resources, Genesis Metals Corp, Klondike Gold Corp, Northern Empire, and Novo Resources. And I do like to remind you that the sponsors are by invitation. They are companies that I have recommended in my newsletter. They are companies also that I own shares of in personally. As far as news goes, today there was a news item from Northern Empire. They drilled 33.5 meters of 0.61 grams per ton in this Nevada project. We'll be talking to Michael Allen, the president and CEO of Northern Empire, after our first commercial break. Novo Resources, their stock has been performing quite strongly in the last couple of weeks. I believe what's happening here is there's an anticipation of assays from the bulk sample at Comet Well. Last time Quentin Henning was on the show, he promised results by the end of this month, and that means we only have a couple of days to wait for that to come true. I've titled today's show the Threat of Surging Oil Prices. Well, we actually set up this show before the oil prices started to decline fairly significantly. Nonetheless, John Rubino will be with me as my main guest in the second half of the hour to discuss the oil prices, where they are now, what's going on in the dollar, and the interest rate scenario and what that might mean for emerging markets and all that. So John Rubino will be with me in the second half of the hour. Michael Allen, as I noted, will be with me right after the first commercial break. And I'm really pleased to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me right now. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be here.
Always good to have you, and, you know, whenever you miss, which isn't that often, we have withdrawal symptoms around here. So we're glad to know you. I believe you're going to be with us next week, and then we'll have to prep our people to know that you're, I think, 2 weeks from now you're not going to be here. Sometime in the near future, anyway, I think there's a date when you'll not be able to be with us. But in any event, boy, we're really having some pretty violent market action, especially in Italy now and in the Eurozone. Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing in the charts for some key markets in the Eurozone.
We know the big problem, most good analysts, fundamental I'm speaking now, that I might happen to agree with, know that the real problem in the world is debt, and government debt in particular, and the manipulation of money prices, cost of money, and so forth. And that's been going on too long, and therefore it's created time bombs. Italian debt bomb is one of them. It just exploded. Mm-hmm. Its yields are going up very rapidly. And at the same time, the yields on German bonds are going back down. So the spread between the two is just going rampantly against Italy. Similarly, you're getting an explosion in Spanish yields. So while the wealthier, productive parts of Europe have covered the bet, so to speak, for the debt problems, thanks to the work of Draghi and so forth, of transferring money from one to another, he kept rates at artificially wrong spread levels, and they're unleashing, which tells us one thing. It tells us he ain't in control anymore.
Yeah.
That's the first thing it tells you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that day where it's going, but it just they unleashed big time, those two in particular, especially Italy. And we noted it in our reports somewhat before it happened that it was breaking out on some long-term momentum charts, and sure enough, it exploded. Well, that's an interesting thing, the fact that he is not in control, because he would not have wanted that to happen. So there's some degree of lack of control there on part of that central bank, which is nice to know, because we always knew that would happen. Question mm-hmm. is when and what would the effects be. Also, our T-bonds have started to rally. We anticipated that, meaning yields go down. And I knew there would probably be some reason for that. I didn't know what it would be. I thought it might be a stock sell-off that sparks flight to safety temporarily, counter-trend rally in the bonds. But I think this Italian debt thing has spurred both buying of German bonds and U.S. long-term debt mm-hmm. because it's, mm-hmm. quote, safer. And and therefore you've gotten the spurt in the T-bonds, which I think is temporary, but it is a needed counter-trend rally. And it's interesting that while yields are dropping here, the S&P is dropping.
Yes.
Sort of reverse what most people would think. So I love it. Meanwhile, gold is somewhat confused looking. We're about 20 bucks off the recent low. And during that process of getting off that low, which was like a week or two ago, during that time, the dollar has really shot up another point or two, almost exclusively because of the euro weakening. Why did the euro weaken? Because of the Italian debt problem. It brought great uncertainty, and therefore the euro dropped. And the euro is 57%+ of the dollar index. Therefore, the dollar index rallied. Now, the yen, meanwhile, is firming up, looking a bit healthy. So, and that's about 15% of the dollar index. But it was a euro event caused by the Italian debt, which helped cause the dollar to go up. But in the process, gold did not collapse, which I find interesting and sort of reasonable. When your currencies you got to remember, it's not just gold is not just a currency against, not just money against the dollar. It's money against the euro. It's, you know, it competes with all those fiat currencies.
So gold is holding up pretty well, actually. And
last I saw.
So, Michael, you had been talking, I think, last week on our show about the possibility of another go to neutral call. You had some ideas about that. Where do you stand on that now?
For gold, that is. Report, because the numbers are not clear and they're deeper than we are now. You got to go quite a few percent below where we are now before I would be forced to do that. Now, I would put out another number right now. I've always been saying 1350 monthly close should unleash it on the upside. That's a price chart-based assessment. All the momentum stuff is already positive. But I would now add this number of, if you get to 1320, a daily close, anytime in the next month, assume you just saw the low for this pullback and you're on your way back up again. So that's only $18 above what thy last quote was. So
we're looking at 1302. Yeah, $18. If we close the month there,
close any day next month in the month of June, 1320
or
higher. As far as I'm concerned, you can circle that low we made at 1281.40. I think 2 weeks ago, or last week. And that was it. That was the pullback low. It stopped out a whole bunch of people, and then we scooted right back up into the previous price range. I fell through the floor and got right back above it quickly. And markets have to do that. There's no trend in the world that's so smooth that it doesn't stop people out periodically
shakes people out of the market, right?
Yeah, you've got to cleanse the market every now and then. The boat can't be too full. So, but I'm very pleased. If you stand back and look at gold for the last 2-3 weeks, and you look at what happened to the euro on the downside and the dollar upside, gold's held well. Gold's held up very well.
Yeah, it would seem so. The equity market's getting hit really quite hard today, as you mentioned, even despite the fact that interest...
I think that's an effect of the Italian event, too.
The interest rates are getting slaughtered. I mean, the interest rates are falling dramatically. And yet the stocks are certainly not responding because of the function of the fear of contagion, I suppose, with risk off today. Boy, it's really a risk off day today, isn't it?
Yeah, who's connected to that Italian debt, you know, and the Spanish debt, and who is subject to being hurt? It's not just Europeans. I'll assure you there's quite a few investors in the Italian bond market based upon the assumption that Draghi would keep rates down that are a bit shocked right now.
Yeah, doing whatever it takes, he said. He's going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Well. So whatever it takes. Now, you're still seeing the bear market in stocks as a sort of a step down and not a collapse type of...
I think it's an arm wrestling match that's going to be arduous. I used that adjective about a year ago. You know, is it going to be a crash or is it going to be arduous? And I kind of went with the arduous route, and it looks like that's what's happening, you know, where they put you to sleep, then they drop you 10-15%, then they rally back about 7 or 8, and then they coil for 3 months, up and down and up and down. Great for if you're a 2 to 3 day trader, that's fine. But as far as investors go, I think it's being slowly taken away from them. And, you know, I think the market is being taken away from them, but in a manner in which it keeps them from fleeing screaming. Instead, it gives them enough solace on the way down that they stick around. It's like the frog in the hot water. You know, you put a frog in a warm pot of water, and he won't jump out. You cook him, but if you drop him in hot water, he'll hop right back out.
It's a little by little. I see we're down almost 2% on the Dow. 1.5% on the S&P, and the Nasdaq about 0.9%. So it's a pretty bloody day, and it's the kind of day that gets people's attention, I suppose. But then if we sort of level off for a while, people will go back to sleep and think everything is all right, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy.
Anyway, it's going to be tough, I think, to catch the bear market in stocks. Unless you're patient, get short at some optimal times, don't do it all at once. And or go find something else to do that might be easier to capture. The one place we look at early in the year that's doing well is the grain area. It's quite strong. We're pressed through the highs of the last 2 years on price charts now. That's about 3 months after momentum already said go. And I think they've got a long way to go.
Michael, just very quickly on oil. We're getting oil was up over 70 bucks maybe 5 days ago or so. It's lost 8%. It's down around 66. Yeah. What are your charts saying about oil?
Well, 2 weeks ago we put out a report saying they could break down, and we showed a number that was above 70, and it broke it, and they've dropped $4 since then. It is I consider it a counter trend decline. I'm uncertain. When we're uncertain, we state it, about where is the upside target for this year for oil. We had targeted something in the mid-70s, and so far the high was 72.80 something, so it got close. But I'm not sure that was a high for the year. I don't think oil is going to be a power performer this year. It was a power performer in commodities for the last year and a half. You know, big percent gains, I mean. I think grains will be the leader. I think gold. I think oil will continue to contribute, but its percentage gain from these levels will not be as dramatic as some other markets that, for example, are just waking up, you know, like the grains.
Right. Well, that's right. I mean, that's consistent with what you've been saying. Oil and then gold were leaders, and now some of the others, the laggards, coming on strong. Well, it's all very interesting, Michael. Thank you so much for your insights. It's such a pleasure having you with us, and
thank you,
we'll look to do it again next week. Well, folks, don't go away. We're going to take a commercial break, but Michael Allen, President and CEO and the Director of Northern Empire Resources. It's a company that I own and think very highly of. Michael will be back on with us right after the break to give us an update on the progress of their exploration program in Nevada. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Allen.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.